Hey, moms and dads, bring your kids dressed in their Halloween costumes to Mansfield Crossing at 140 School Street this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Kiss 108 will be there with tons of other costume characters and trick-or-treating throughout the property.
And we have Ashley Smith and Haley Wright in the studio with us from a Queen City Paranormal. Ladies, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
I'm going to play this, and you're going to say, oh, I hate this song.
Who you going to call?
Something. Are you not sick of it?
No.
You still like it?
No.
You'll be sick of it by the time you leave here.
That's right. Well, you're not sick of it now? Give me 10 minutes. Anyway, Queen City Paranormal is a group that they're actually part of a family that you may have seen on TV, the Tapps family. And they're basically Ghostbusters. I don't think you guys don't come in with those like weird ray guns and.
No, we don't actually bust them.
We just look capture for them.
We don't have a proton pack or anything like that. We do use equipment.
They told me. Oh, excuse me. My producers told me there'd be a proton pack.
No, no proton
pack. It's in the shop.
Oh, that's, but you have a lot of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first thing you do is if somebody feels that there are ghosts in the house, you rule out all the earthly stuff first.
Right.
And so what kind of equipment do you bring in?
We have regular, just digital cameras, and then we have infrared cameras. We have a thermal camera. We use digital voice recorders and EMF detectors.
An EMF, what's that?
It measures electromagnetic frequencies in the air.
Oh. Now, I was asking them off the air if they had seen the movie Paranormal Activity, and they have not. But Jim here, who produces the show, saw it, and he scared me just telling me about it. I can't even imagine actually seeing it, but you haven't seen it yet.
No.
But that's not a, I mean, it's a made-up movie, but it's apparently it's very, very scary. So I got to ask the obvious question. Have you seen a ghost?
I've never seen anything just kind of come out right in front of me. We've definitely had some strange things happen. The creepiest stuff that we find is actually on audio. It's not so much visual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a camera fly off the shelf at us a few different times, which is a little creepy.
Like saying, don't be taking my picture.
I've heard growling, moving around a room. It's very intense, very intense.
What do you mean growling? Growling like a dog?
Growling. Mean growling.
Like human growling or something not human?
It was not human.
Human, yeah.
This is in someone's house?
Yes. Yep.
Maybe the ghost was hungry.
I tell you something right now. I hear growling in my house. I would burn the house to the ground. I would live in my car.
Yeah.
I would burn. I'm kind of a baby. I would burn the house to the ground. I just get gasoline.
It was a pretty bad situation.
I'm surprised I stayed in the house.
Where was the house?
It was in Nashua. And it wasn't an old house or anything. This was actually with a past group. This isn't with the group that we're in now. But
oh,
it was
God,
just
a ghost in like a split-level house?
Yeah, it was an apartment,
that's embarrassing.
Actually.
An apartment?
It was pretty rough.
And there was growling?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you think went on there?
There was a lot of family history with like witchcraft and voodoo and stuff like that, which we see pretty often that will bring stuff about. But we caught a lot of stuff on audio, little kids talking and laughing. It was really, really odd.
I've had curses put on me, but you know, you settle. You each get a lawyer. And, you know, but how about voodoo? Do you believe in that stuff? Do you believe in curses?
Do
you believe
in
death spell?
I do believe that voodoo is a religion, but people take it to an extreme
mm-hmm.
where it can be harmful. I truly believe that.
Most of the cases that we get that are very intense have something along those lines where someone was using like a Ouija board sometimes, voodoo, witchcraft, stuff like that.
Killing chicken. It always starts with the chicken, the poor chicken. I don't know why in voodoo. They always have to kill a chicken and then get the chicken blood. And
well, you know, for the longest time, I've had a gay gym doll that I try to kill him or hurt him some way. It just hasn't really worked.
Not working out.
You know, you're being Mr. Glib. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
You found some growling in your little boarding house or whatever the hell you live now. You'd be calling me at 3 in the morning to come get you. Wow. So how about slime? Any slime?
No slime.
No slime.
That's mostly a movie thing.
Slime isn't real.
No. Well, they do have a thing, ectoplasm, which is, it's a theory. That's more with psychics, though. We don't
You don't do psychics. You're more scientists, right?
Yeah, right. We're not opposed to them. Just none of us happen to be psychic. And it's hard to kind of use that as evidence if someone's like, oh, I see this or feel this. You can't really prove that's happening. Yeah.
And most of them are fake.
Yeah.
There are real ones. Absolutely. I mean, we've interviewed a gazillion people. I mean, we've been here for some 30 years and so met lots of psychics and all kinds of folks have come through the doors. Most of them, it's like an act.
Yeah,
they do an act, and they pick up clues from people that say things
to
them.
Yep, absolutely.
And they run with it. I mean, it's actually a very clever act. I mean, a really good psychic. Forget the fact that it's not real. It's such a good act that it might as well be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there are people who I think have a gift.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
I really do. Absolutely. I don't know how to explain it, but.
We've met a few.
Yeah.
There's some really good ones out there.
But no slime, though.
No slime.
No.
But let's say you hear the growling or the children's voices. So what do you do then?
Well, the children's voices, most of the audio stuff we don't actually hear until we go back over the evidence later. It doesn't come through to our ears, basically. The growling we did actually hear, and there was a lot of things going on with that house. It was a negative entity, and we were really nervous about it. So at that point, we kind of brought the whole team in and had a little meeting and discussed that it could be possibly something demonic and asked everyone if they wanted to stay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not staying.
Yeah, you'd be gone.
The word demonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun.
If you say demonic, I
who was living there, though? Like a whole
It was
family?
A family.
And the
children?
13-year-old was having the issues. It seemed to be surrounded by her, with her.
Oh, God. See, now you're doing it again.
Wait a minute. Everything is scaring me today. From the other place, or was the 13-year-old an actual person?
A person.
And was having what?
It was all the things centered around her. She was having the issues.
She was seeing a lot of like full body apparitions and blood dripping down her wall. It was pretty crazy. It was a crazy case.
And she would write in a notebook, and it would not be her writing. She just would write and then stop, and it would not be her writing.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave now because you're really scaring
me. Honestly,
the host.
Though, that's not common. I mean, most of the time we sit in the dark.
I don't care. It's too late. You can't fix it. You can't undo what you just did.
Yeah,
so what happened? Or let's just stay with that story because that's the one. And this is the same house that had the growling?
Yes.
So the growling and she's seeing blood and all that. Now, the writing, the handwriting, mm-hmm. did you see that?
I think we took a look at the notebook.
You did?
Yep.
So, Haley, you saw it?
Yep.
And how do you know that it wasn't her handwriting? Did you get a copy of her actual handwriting?
Yeah, we asked for some of her schoolwork to compare it to, and it was completely different. I mean, I wasn't there when she did it, so I can't positively say it, but it was definitely odd. And they were terrified. You could tell.
So they're not trying to fool you.
They weren't. We do get that, though.
You get, like, pranks?
Not so much pranks as people that watch the show and are just kind of into it and they don't have anything going on. We've driven hours to houses that they have nothing.
Yeah. So you went so far but this to wasn't tell that. These people to move.
No. Well, in that situation, we usually refer to them to a demonologist because we don't really handle stuff.
Well, that's a category of employment?
Oh, yeah.
There is. Yeah.
Wow, demonology? Because I got to tell you something. I got teenage daughters at home that are looking for something to do. Wow. Demonology. Why not?
Perfect fit.
Path.
So it's a demonologist, are they everywhere? Where do you find a demonologist?
They're mostly through churches. It's really not something you would want to become. It's not a fun job at all. But they usually come out.
Oh, like exorcisms? That sort of thing?
Along those lines.
So that's what you would call for an exorcism, a demonologist?
Right.
I saw that movie in 1973. I haven't gotten over it yet.
I'm still frightened.
Are you kidding me? With the head spinning?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so then you go to the demonologist. So do you follow up with that family? Where they're at now, do you know?
We actually, that was with a past group that we were with. So I haven't heard anything recently. I know that the group did go back a few times and try to do like a house cleansing and stuff like that. Our group doesn't typically do that. We're not really qualified to do a house cleansing.
Well, how do you get qualified? Do you go to house cleansing school?
How do you clean it?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing.
Like Lysol?
We have holy water, but we're not, we're not qualified for that. That's a religion thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of out.
Were they renting the apartment? Or
I need to have holy water now.
They were renting, so they could have moved out.
Yep.
They just decided to stay. That's very strange.
I think in that situation, a lot of times it will follow you because it's not around the house. It's centered around the family.
Oh, that's
For God's sake.
It was generational. It had been something that the grandparents had done, and it just kind of ended up following the little girl. Oh,
so the demons would just like stuff themselves in the girl's backpack or something and go wherever she goes. Yeah.
Well, that's what Paranormal, the movie's about.
Yeah.
The movie, really? It's not the house, it's the girl. It's the girl in the movie, or it's a young woman in the movie, and it follows her around.
What do you charge?
We don't. We're nonprofit. We don't charge anything.
It's free.
We do take donations, but we don't expect them. We don't want anyone to not be able to afford an investigation if they're having a problem.
They really need help, and we're here to help them. And you know,
well, that's a first. All the time, everybody's ever come through has always had it charged a lot. Yep. Wow. I'm going to give you the website right now, because I'm telling. There's no doubt. Every time we do something like this, a lot of people call and are interested. Queen City Ghosts. That's it. QueenCityGhosts.com, and we'll put you up on our website, the Maddie in the Morning website, to link it over. I may be calling. Who's going to call you is Jim, because Jim is like so freaked out about the movie. So yesterday,
so much of the stuff that you were talking about is in this movie. It's like freaky.
We'll go with you. We'll hold your hand.
You have to go to it.
You should.
We're going to see it now.
QueenCityGhosts.com, and we'll link you over. Haley Wright and Ashley Smith, thank you both so much for coming.
So much.
Fascinating. We go to a break, and we'll... come back with right now. What's going on in your life right now? 617-931-1108. Call me. Jim, I'm so scared. I'm not kidding. I don't feel right.